And now it's time for the Valley Talk program on this Wednesday, April 17th. And we have Crookston Public Works Director Chuck Getzman joining us here today. And first of all, Chuck, thanks for joining us. I know you're always busy in the Public Works Department. And, well, how has, as we are in the middle of spring cleanup week, how has that gone so far for you?
Well, yeah, you know, being in the middle of spring cleanup, so far everything's been going as good as it can be. The guys are out there working hard. They've been battling some, you know, interesting weather. It started off warm, then we got cold, then we got rain and cold. So I really give them props for doing everything that they're doing, working hard, and, you know, I appreciate everything they do for the city.
And that's one thing I've always said. It would be pretty cool to have, I think, the public works jobs or park and rec keeping the city going. And I think they take a lot of pride in doing that, your workers, don't they?
Oh, yeah. They're very involved in the city. And, I mean, they live here, too, and they want to make sure everything's functioning properly and everything looks great.
As far as, of course, it never seems to fail. It always has to rain on cleanup week, no matter when you schedule it. So, besides that, what are some things you'd like the citizens that maybe have their cleanup day today, tomorrow, or Friday to remember?
For sure. You know, we just have some reminders to go out to people. So our crew is split up into multiple groups. Each group is there to grab certain items. And what really helps our crews out is when we have the piles of items for cleanup sorted out. Remember, there's bagged garbage and clothing, a pile, an appliance pile, and then a bypass pile, you know, items like furniture or acceptable demo, things like that.
And if you see a maybe one of the crews drive by your house and don't pick anything up, that's probably you just don't have what they're looking for.
Correct. Yep.
So don't don't get worried.
Don't get worried. And if you do have a question, feel free to call into City Hall and they'll direct you to me. And then, I'll find out what's going on.
Yep. And but again, just wait a little bit probably because there might be another crew coming by too. Pick that up.
Yeah. Correct, yes.
So you don't just have one truck going by, but they're looking for a certain pile.
Certain items.
Yep. Certain items. How about maybe some of the, I know there's a limit on, you don't want a 100-pound garbage,
right.
You know, a bunch of maybe cement and stuff into a garbage bag.
Right, yeah. We just, you know, we ask the residents, to keep in mind that we like to have the bags between 30 to 35 pounds max, larger items, nothing over 15 feet long. If you're pushing that, if you can cut them down, it helps our guys out. We want to prevent work injuries so we can continue to have a full crew to get through this spring cleanup. Yep.
This is really a complete I guess your department, you're putting everybody out there and you're working hard. Well, not that you don't work hard normally, but really working hard this week.
Yep. It's our full department. And then we are also borrowing some guys from other departments, from wastewater, water, you know, everyone's working together to knock everything out in this one week for spring cleanup.
Which driving through town, you notice it's probably it takes a little time because there is a lot of stuff in the community. This is probably, I think, the one thing the community probably takes the most participation in is spring cleanup or the fall and spring cleanup weeks.
Oh yeah, it really gives our guys something to look forward to. If they ended up missing a workout or two throughout the year, this is their week to make it up.
This is the week that maybe it kicks off as well. Video display devices, we do see some of those people put them on the berm, and they won't be picked up. And maybe tell us more about that.
For sure, yeah. So there's a state law that pretty much just states that video display devices cannot be placed in landfills. TV, that includes TVs, computer monitors, laptops, anything with that display or with the lithium battery inside, you know, it could explode, cause fires.
And as you said, that's a state law, but also during this week, you can bring it to the Polk County Transfer Station, which we're very lucky in Crookston to have. You can bring that by for free and just check in, and they'll tell you where to bring it.
Correct, yep.
So that you can still get rid of them. You'll just have to do it on your own. Anything else to add about spring cleanup week this week?
Nope, nothing yet. I mean, if you end up going to your berm, looking out the window, and you see a couple items sitting there, and like you said, it might just take a little bit for that second truck to come through. If it's the next day and it's still sitting there, feel free to call into City Hall, sure, and we'll figure it out.
How about brush cleanup week? You're going to be conducting that next week. And there comes a little more with that. And you do ask the residents to do some certain things with that, don't you?
Yep. So for brush cleanup, you know, it goes kind of hand in hand with spring cleanup. We ask that things are broken down into workable sizes. We want to avoid the workplace injuries, you know, keep our crews nice and healthy, chop down logs, mm-hmm, branches to workable sizes, and have everything nicely piled, and our crews will swing by and pick things up as fast as they can.
Yeah, you don't want a 10-foot a log laying there, and probably not going to be picked up, I would assume.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I mean, if it's a 6-inch diameter log that's, you know, 10 feet long, that's pretty large.
And again, workplace injuries as well. But yep, you're just asking if you are maybe cutting down some limbs or even a tree or what have you. Just to put it within 4-foot length.
Yeah, something manageable for our guys.
Sure. And if it's not manageable for you, it's probably not manageable for the crew.
Right, yeah.
So remember that. Anything else to add about brush cleanup week next week?
Nope, just get those items to the berm. You know, if you can wait till Sunday, that works out best. Otherwise, mm-hmm, yeah, just try to get it there before your... before the beginning of the week.
Yep. How about the next item here is the Pavement Conditioning Index, or PCI. What exactly is that?
So we're teaming up with Bolton and Mank, an engineering firm, and this is going to help the city determine where we should start and where we need to go as far as maintaining and upkeep for the streets.
Sure.
So they have this specialized vehicle with a 360 camera on top and all sorts of gadgets. And they drove through our streets last Friday and analyzed all the city streets within the city of Crookston. And then they're going to take that data, bring it back to us, give us a street analysis, color-coded maps. And it lets us know where we need to begin, and it helps, sure, the city plan out construction for the future. Yep.
And this is more of a, I would say, a scientific way of, instead of saying, well, this street doesn't look, we all know which roads maybe, but there's others that the concrete could be deteriorating and might need to be updated quicker than another street.
Yep, yep. It really identifies pavement distresses and the severity. Mm-hmm. And it counts every single crack. It also looks at the ride smoothness. So yeah, there's a lot of data that's being collected, and it'll really help out the city move forward.
And what is the main reason? I mean, I think everybody listening knows this. I'm going to ask the obvious question, but what is the main reason for this project?
You know, so since I joined, what we've heard is, you know, we're not sure of how old some of the streets are, mm-hmm, when they were last worked on, but you can definitely look out there and see certain streets need work, whether that's just a simple mill and overlay or a full reconstruct. What this is going to help us with is we're going to use this data and we're going to tie it together with some other data that we're collecting about sewer lines and water lines.
Okay.
You know, we don't want to end up ripping open opening a street twice. Mm-hmm. So if we can correlate these two, and sure. if we're going to do a total reconstruct, we can, you know, work on all those utility lines at that point in time and, you know, not have to spend extra money doing twice the work on a street.
The residents, I'm sure, would appreciate that as well. Yeah. But this isn't something that's unique to Crookston. This we're hearing this all over the country, where a lot of these projects were done, it seems like, at the same in the same time frame. And now you're getting to where people, I think cities are getting smarter now, saying, okay, let's try to do two projects in one instead of doing it two separate times.
Yep. So this is really going to help out there. And I mean, if you think about it, after we get this analysis done and collect that data, it's going to let us know how to maintain and upkeep these streets. Mm-hmm. You know, if we just have to do a quick resurface or, like I said, mill and overlay, mm-hmm. And doing that will keep that street going on for another 20 years. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's really going to help the city out.
And what is the big difference in deciding whether to mill and overlay or complete reconstruct?
Well, it's the distress, the severity of the street, kind of how much traffic it sees and everything like that. And then we also will be doing some boring to just take sampling of underneath to sure. make sure it's all compacted well, or mm-hmm. hey, does it need to mm-hmm. have everything redone? So,
and I would assume there's always surprises when you are digging up roads for a complete reconstruct as well.
Yep. You know, if we're digging up a road and you never know what you're going to find underneath it. That's another thing we're looking at while we're looking at trunk utilities. We're not quite sure of the material that some of those are made out of. Mm-hmm. You know, there could be iron, there could be PVC. And we want to bring everything up to date and up to code for mm-hmm. the city.
Well, that's the big thing, is get everything to code and give the best product possible.
Yeah.
Anything else to add on the pavement conditioning index?
No, nothing else. We should be... They collected the data. We should be getting a final report, I think, by the end of May.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. So be looking for that to see if your road is one of those that might need to be done soon. How about the city snow removal survey? You're going to have one coming out. Tell us more about that.
Yes. So this was my first winter event. with the city of Crookston, and I just really wanted to reach out to the residents and hear how things went. You know, if you know, I lucked out and we didn't get a lot of snow, mm-hmm. But I'd still like to gather people's opinions. So we're sending out a survey. I was working with our marketing coordinator, and we came up with a survey. It should be going live tomorrow. It's going to be posted to all the city's social media platforms and including our website. Mm-hmm. We'll also have hard copies at City Hall for people who want to physically fill out, you know, the hard form. Another thing we can do is if you go to the website, there's going to either be a link or a QR code so that you can just scan it with your phone and take the survey on your phone.
Okay.
Yeah, we're just looking at, you know... what has been working, what's not working, recommendations, and just get the city's opinion.
Yeah. Again, this is a chance for the residents, instead of being keyboard warriors on Facebook or something, this is your chance to give, you know, if you have concerns or something you're happy with or not happy with. No, I don't think you can stop from piling snow in front of the driveway yet.
No.
So that, but anyway, in all seriousness, this is a chance for the residents to say, you know, what their concerns are. And we should add as well to residents that Fisher Avenue is not, I think it's a county.
County.
Yeah. So if you complain that the city's not clearing Fisher Avenue, well, there's two things. The county does it, which the county does a very good job as well. But there's just there's going to be drifting when there's a lot of snow and wind.
Yep. So, you know, we live up north. We have the amazing wind that we have.
Amazing is a good word.
Yeah. And there's just certain areas up north that with the open farm fields up north, it really starts letting that wind blow through, and it starts funneling down some of those streets over there. And our guys do the best they can to keep them open. And, you know, we're going to take this information we collect. Mm-hmm. Everything's going to be, you know, analyzed, categorized, and then it will be presented to the council. Yep. And if further discussion is needed, I am sure, you know, we'll be more than welcome to invite residents to maybe an open forum discussing,
sure.
Okay, hey, we might make these changes. Mm-hmm. You know, anyone opposed to that, or just help us develop and grow as a city.
Sure. Yeah. And that's the key. And this is the big thing. Again, you're giving the citizens a chance to have their input, which I think is huge, not only by you and the department, but also just for the city. They want to do what's best for the citizens. You're not trying to, you know, make people's lives miserable by any means.
No, not at all.
Whether, and although they do, some people do think, and again, with that drifting, I know I live on Barrett Street there, not quite, you know, a block away from the intersections, but we snowblow our driveway, and 5 minutes later, we got the drift right across the middle of it again. So,
yep.
I mean, you're darned if when it's blowing like that, the best thing to do is just maybe stay home.
Right.
Especially if you're trying to travel on the north end of town. But luckily, we didn't have to deal with that too much this winter. Anything else that you want citizens to know?
You know, look forward to some updates. We have the new marketing coordinator. They're going to be revamping the website. Okay. We're looking at best ways to get information out to the community. Mm-hmm. He's been really great at taking information from the different social media platforms and relaying them over to the department heads or the department that it's pertinent to. And we're trying to reach out and take care of everything we can.
Yeah. Well, Chuck, thanks for stopping by. We appreciate it. We know you're busy, especially with Spring Cleanup Week going on. And thanks for doing Spring Cleanup Week. And as we said, probably one of the most popular items for the city of Crookston as far as citizens to use. But again, thanks for stopping by and keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. That is, again, Chuck Getzman, the Public Works Director for the city of Crookston, appearing on our Valley Talk program for today. Tomorrow, we're going to talk Crookston Community Theater. They have a play coming up. We'll tell you more about that. And then on Friday, we'll have Morgan Torkelson from the West Polk Soil and Water Conservation District. That's all coming up here the rest of the week on Valley Talk. Right now, it's coming up on 11 o'clock. We will have our world and national news, followed by the weather and sports. That's all going to be coming up. We'll take a look at what we have early next week as well. We will have on a Monday for Valley Talk next week, Cassie Rudy and Lindsay Erdman. They're going to be talking about the Benedictine Living Community. They're going to have the Adult Prom Fundraiser. That sounds like a fun time. We'll tell you more about that. We'll have Chuck's boss, Corky Reynolds, the city administrator, on the 24th, and Deb Keel on the 23rd. So that's all coming up here on our Valley Talk program. It's 11 o'clock, time for our world and national news from the Associated Press on KROX.